Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For that Stan Bowman has stepped aside. Rocky and I appreciate Stan's dedication to the Black and his many years of work for the team. However, we and he ultimately accept that in his first year as general manager, he made a mistake alongside our other senior executives at the time and did not take adequate action in 2010.
Rocky Wirtz with the Chicago Blackhawks, bottom of the hour. Danny Wirtz, of the Chicago Blackhawks, bottom of the hour, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Today's release of the report from Jenner & Block, damning in many, many ways. Susan Loggins, kind enough to join us once again on the Circuit Resort & Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort & Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Susan Loggins is the attorney both for John Doe, who was a member of the Blackhawks at the time, and also for John Doe, who Brad Aldridge assaulted after leaving the Blackhawks when he was a youth hockey player and a teenager in Michigan, a minor, 16 years old at the time. Susan, thank you so much for making time on what I'm sure is a busy day. We appreciate you joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to have the opportunity to speak to my hometown.
What was your impression of that briefing and the subsequent publication of the report by the Blackhawks and Jenner & Block?
Well, my first reaction was total vindication for John Doe. And, you know, I knew what the facts were, not just because of John Doe, but also I was present during a couple of interviews. So I knew that what John Doe said was correct. Not only did the sexual molestation occur, but that the management was told about it by Paul Vincent, the skills coach, and that a meeting was held among management in which they decided not to contact the police department, and also that they had sent this guy Gary down, who was a mental skills coach, to verify that this had happened. And he said in his statement to the investigator that he knew that it had happened and it was true. And I knew that this was a cover-up, that they decided to sweep John Doe under the bus in order to continue their shot at the Stanley Cup and win the Stanley Cup. All of that was not surprising to me. What I was really impressed by with the independent investigator is that they went further and found that there was a policy that the Blackhawks had at the time that required immediate investigation, and they swept that under the rug too. I mean, this was a concerted decision on the part of management that this would hurt the Stanley Cup chances, so they were going to let it go. But what the public needs to understand is it didn't stop there. I mean, after they won the Stanley Cup, they then engraved this, or had the guy's name engraved on the cup, allowed him to take it home for a day in Michigan as a hero, which is where John Doe, too, got swept up. And they did innumerable additional events with John Doe, one present, where he had to be present with his sexual assailant. Well, they just ignored that this happened after they already won. That's the thing.
Yeah, so we definitely want to talk about what happened after that 3-week delay. But with the 3-week delay, first and foremost, it appears that everybody who was in that room, Susan, no longer works for the Blackhawks. There are two people who work for other organizations in the NHL, Joel Quenneville, a coach, and Kevin Cheveldayoff, a GM. But it seems that everybody who was in that room is gone from the Blackhawks. Did the Blackhawks go far enough into their own organization at this point in removing people who knew, or did they have further to go, in your opinion?
So the answer is there were additional people that knew. There were secretaries that knew. There were other people that were made aware of it. Whether those people are still there or not, I don't know, because remember, the Blackhawks blocked us in court from doing any discovery. So this is why I'm very cynical about them. So they conducted their own investigation through a really good investigator, okay? But they've been able to interview 129 people while we haven't been able to interview anybody. So I don't know who's still there or isn't there that knew at the time, so it's impossible to answer that. I mean, I think the thing is that it's undisputed now. This is the key point. It's undisputed that they threw John Doe to the wolves and totally deserted him in order to win the Stanley Cup. And, you know, people might say, well, this was a huge deal. This is our hometown team and all that kind of thing. But when you don't have morals, what kind of victory is that? You know, you ruin a person's life to do this. And I'm going to go back to the point that they wouldn't, the Blackhawks, have continued to act the same way. They acted the same way after they won the Stanley Cup, and they acted the same way when I called their lawyer prior to filing suit and asked them to do an investigation to validate that this happened and said we were willing to discuss it, and they said no. They just denied that it happened. So there's a certain amount of arrogance that has existed from day one that's a very unhealthy to everybody.
Susan Loggins is our guest. She's the attorney for both John Doe 1 and John Doe 2. The Blackhawks today said they hope to, in their words, reach a resolution with John Doe 1 and John Doe 2, your clients. Was that news to you, or had you already heard from them on that front?
No, but I predicted that once this report came out that they would make a statement like that, because after all, they need a reason to have waited this long, right? So now they have the independent investigator, and we were told they didn't really know about it. And so now they have a reason to discuss resolution. But I haven't heard from them. And, you know, this is the same team that is trying to dismiss the case. So I want to see if they tell their lawyers, withdraw your motion to dismiss the case. Let's see how contrite they really are. You know, it's the same old story, like, okay, we're at fault and we're sorry, but we're going to use every possible trick in our bag to get out of really having to rectify the situation. And, you know, the only remedy that's available is money damages. There's no way to ever give this guy his life back or his hockey career. So, you know, I want to see if they put action behind their words today.
What would that look like to you? I mean, you mentioned money, and so there's nothing else, and I assume money would be part of it. But what would a fair resolution, if such a thing exists, look like to you based on your experiences?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, I've been doing it for 40 years, right? And there are two components to this. One component is what has John Doe lost in earnings because he hasn't been able to play in the United States, and obviously his whole career has been impacted by this event. So he's in Europe now playing in a European team where they make about 300 grand a year playing professional hockey over there, whereas hockey players currently playing make between $3 and $10 million a year. And 10 or 11 years have elapsed since this occurred, let alone the rest of his career. So it's a significant sum of money when you just look at what he's lost in terms of earnings. But the more important component is, what has this done to his life? You know, this is a life that's been devastated. I mean, man's been basically forced out of his own country in order to be able to play the thing that he's been playing hockey since he was 5 years old. You know, and he had to get me. I mean, nobody stands a chance. This is a classic David and Goliath. It's a question of the big guys win all the time, unless the little guy is fortunate enough to get a lawyer who believes them and who's willing to take on a big establishment like this, you know. So I feel like he deserves every cent we can get him. I can't wait to try the case.
Susan Loggins is the lawyer for John Doe 1, who we've been discussing, and also the lawyer for John Doe 2, who was a Michigan high school student whom Brad Aldrich assaulted in 2013. That's 3 years later. And you contend, Susan, that the Blackhawks allowing Brad Aldrich to have his day with the Stanley Cup in the summer of 2010, am I right in saying you contend that that is equivalent to a job recommendation, because that was in his town, this town of Michigan, where he ends up being a volunteer hockey coach and 3 years later assaulting John Doe number 2?
Absolutely, because who would think that a known sexual predator would be given the Stanley Cup to bring home and be heralded as a hometown hero? Who would think that would happen for a known sexual predator? It would never cross anybody's mind. And had they done what their own policy required, which is investigate and report, this never would have happened to this child who this man admitted to molesting, who's now a registered sex offender. So, you know, it's the cover-up mentality. Let's not take responsibility till we're forced to do so today.
Was there more that the Blackhawks did to enable and allow Brad Aldrich to continue? Because there's a lot of connections there. His father is a bigwig with USA Hockey. Brad Aldrich worked with USA Hockey. As far as you know, did the Blackhawks recommend him or protect him in any other way?
you know, we haven't been able to do any discovery because of them barring us from doing discovery, right? You know, so they've been able to talk to 129 witnesses, and we've been able to talk to almost none. So I do not know the answer, but I do know that the Youth Hockey League merely went on personal recommendations, and the fact that Brad Aldrich was well known in that town as a successful member of the Blackhawks team. Common sense tells you, when I'm trying this case to a jury of 12 Chicagoans, there isn't a person on that jury who isn't going to know that he would never have been allowed to coach that youth hockey team had he been an acknowledged sex offender. So it's common sense.
Susan, did you see the statement from Stan Bowman, who resigned with the Blackhawks today? Within that statement, he says that he was made aware of potential inappropriate behavior by then video coach involving a player. I promptly reported the matter to then president and CEO, committed to handling the matter. I learned this year that the inappropriate behavior involved a serious allegation of sexual assault. Do you believe that Stan Bowman learned that this year as opposed to 2010?
No, I don't believe that this is the first time he's learned of the serious nature of it. Whether or not he knew the lurid details of the sex act itself and how it came down, I don't know. He may not have known that. But everybody in that management knew what had happened because Paul Vincent told them, and then they sent Gary down to ask John Doe what happened. And I heard Gary tell the investigator, there was no doubt in my mind that it had happened and that what John Doe said was right. And he said that he went back up to the meeting that was occurring during a playoff game and told everybody what happened. So, you know, I don't buy the fact that he had no awareness of the grave nature of the allegation.
Susan, on a human level, I can't imagine what this has been like for your clients and what today specifically was like. How are they doing?
You know, with reference to John Doe, too, you know, I don't want to comment about him because he was minor at the time, but the family feels so grateful that a intelligent and ethical investigator was retained on this case. Okay, now John Doe 1 submitted a statement to me. I was texting with him while the press conference was going on, and he just said he was overwhelmed with relief that the truth had finally come out and that he was really grateful to the investigator for doing such a thorough job and that he recognized that he's not the only victim of sexual assault and that he really hopes that this is a wake-up call to a lot of other organizations about what's going on so that other people are protected. I mean, he's a wonderful human being, guys. You know, he really is. And we've never discussed what he's going to get out of the case. It's never come up once. It's all been about trying to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else again.
Susan Loggins, the attorney for John Doe 1 and John Doe 2. Blackhawks say they want to reach a resolution. You say you look forward to going to trial. I'm sure subsequent conversations between the two parties will be interesting. Susan, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.